This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And we praise Allah and we thank Him. We say الحمد لله رب العالمين that Allah عز وجل has allowed us to live and witness the first day of these great, beautiful, blessed days of Dhul Hijjah. The question is, what have you achieved today with your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How have your prayers been today? How has your relationship with the Quran been today? How was your relationship with al-dhikr today? Did you fast or you didn't? Believe it or not, Allah, so many Muslims were fasting today. And I do not doubt that there are Muslims that have already finished the Quran once. They have already completed the Quran once. And others have already recited 3 juz, 4 juz. Some have recited half the Quran already. Some are working now, engaged in their dhikr. Now, our time, it's just after Salat al-Asr. Some are preparing to break their fast. What have you achieved, my brothers and sisters in Islam? You need to make decisions. You need to make a plan for yourself. Yeah, this is the first day. There's only a few more days and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are finished and they're gone. And Allahu A'lam, if we're going to live to witness a next year of these beautiful days. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to share with you something from the end of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers and He calls us all out. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. الله أكبر. This is an ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing all the believers. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. O you who believe. Everyone who has said, I'm a Muslim, I'm a believer. Listen. This is what Allah is saying. He said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا. اركعوا واسجدوا. Make ركوع and make sujood. In other words, pray. Allah Azza wa Jalla is commanding the believers at the end of Surah Al-Hajj, pray, commit to your prayers, adhere to your salat, especially the obligatory prayers. And if you're praying your obligatory prayers on time, then start working on your Sunan al-Rawatib. Start praying the extra voluntary Sunan al-Rawatib, the prayers that are before and after the obligatory prayers. These are Sunan al-Rawatib. And if you're praying this al-Rawatib, the prayers that the sunnah prayers after and before the obligatory prayers, if you're doing this, then start working on your salat al-layl. There is always a chance for the believer to upgrade his salat and to upgrade that relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. See where you are with the salat. Here Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu irka'u wasjudu. If you're not praying, start praying. If you're delaying your prayers, start praying on time. If you're praying on time, start praying as-sunan al-rawatib, the sunnah prayers. If you're praying them, then start praying at night. Do something. There's always room to improve your salat. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu irka'u wasjudu. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, wa'budu rabbakum. And worship your Lord. Commit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws and commands. Don't leave a single command out. Anything that Allah told you, do it. Anything that Allah said keep away from, keep away from it. Don't come near it. It's not good for you. It is harmful for you. It'll destroy you. It'll wreck you in here, in this life, in your grave and in the afterlife. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And do the good. وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ. Any good that you know about, do it. Fast. Al-dhikr. Al-dhikr is from the goodness. Al-siyam is from the goodness. The charity and giving sadaqat and feeding the poor and the orphan. This is all min al-khayrat. This is all from the goodness. Allah is saying, wa'f'alu al-khayr. Do the good. Move. You need to move. If'alu is a verb. Action. Move. Al-khayr. Doing the goodness requires movement. It requires the movement of the limbs, of the tongue when reading al-dhikr. Movement of the legs, of the hands. Start moving in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, there's no more time. There's only 9 days, 10 days, and that's it. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah will be finished. وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Al-Khayr. Al-Khayr is a comprehensive word. Goodness, it means goodness. Allah is saying, do the goodness. Adhere to the goodness. Stick to it and do it. Every day, any opportunity, especially in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, do the goodness. وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. And we said, fasting with dhikr, وَالصِّيَامِ. All of this is goodness. Do it, wa'f'alu al-khayr. And you see what's beautiful here is that al-khayr means goodness. And so this is very natural and very logic. Anyone who does goodness, he himself becomes good. Anyone who does al-khayr, anyone who does good, he himself becomes good. His soul becomes good. His heart will become in a good state and a good shape and good position. And he's good to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's ready. This is why all the good deeds are called al-khayr. Because they better our state. They make us khayr. They make us better. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, pray, worship your Lord, and do the good. And so that perhaps you may attain al-falah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That indeed you will become from among the successful. You will succeed. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us the recipe. The ingredients, what do you require in order to be successful in this life and in the afterlife? This is it. You want success? My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, there is no one on earth except that he is running after success. Everyone wants success. Where is it found? He is the road for success. At the end of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah is saying to us, irka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum wa'f'alu al-khayr la'allakum tuflihun. That is the road to success. Commit to your salat, commit to your prayers. And then he said, worship your Lord in everything that he told you to do and keep away from everything he said keep away from. وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ and do the goodness. And that's it. That is success. Success is not about how much money you have. Success is not about how famous you are in this world. Success is not about what car you're driving and what home you're living in and what clothes you're wearing. This has nothing to do with success. Allah Azza wa Jal gives this worldly life to whoever he wants. And he gave this worldly life to Fir'aun, and he gave Qarun, and he gave the most rebellious and the most arrogant people, they were given this worldly life. And until this day, we will see the most wretched of kuffar and the most evil of disbelievers, they have a lot of this life. That is not success. That is not success. Success is the one who is on a path of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what success is. This is who the successful people are. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, listen to how beautiful these ayat are. At the end of Surah Al-Hajj, he said then, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Allahu Akbar. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Strive and struggle for Allah the way he deserves to be strived and struggled for. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, give it your maximum. Give all your effort for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not my word. This is Allah's word. He said, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Strive and struggle for Allah the way he deserves. The way he deserves it. Yani pray. Pray for Allah the way he deserves it. Fast for Allah the way he deserves it. Especially in these beloved days to him. Especially in these great days of this world. The days of Dhul-Hijjah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it requires al-mujahada. Put effort, strive and struggle. Fight your lazy nafs. Fight this nafs of yours. Say, oh Allah, give me the ability and the strength and the aid that I continue in your worship. And get up, bismillah, go wash your face, make wudu. لأن الوضوء, it lessens the evil impact of a shaytan upon you. It lessens waswasa to shaytan upon you. This is what the wudu does. Get up and make wudu when you feel lazy. And start by reading some Quran, making some dhikr. Start your day with istighfar. Say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Because wallah, it is the sins that are weighing us down, that are pulling us down. It is the sins that weigh heavy upon us. Then we do not realize that we can get up and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Start your day bidhikrillah. Start your day bil istighfar. Start your day with at-tawbah. Say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Say it until you feel that your heart has become light again. That you're able to stand to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to us, strive. Put your maximum effort for Allah Azza wa Jal, especially in these beloved days to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no days that are better than these days that we are living in now. Wallahi, we've been honored by Allah Azza wa Jal that we even live one of these days. Let alone we're living with good health as well. This is an extra blessing. Allahu Akbar. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ. He's the one who selected us. Allah is the one who chose us to be Muslims. So doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal deserve to be thanked? Imagine this, the one who's listening to me that was born a Muslim, and the one who reverted to Islam that you're listening to me, and that you're a Muslim now. Whoever you are around the world that you're listening and you're a Muslim, هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ. He's the one who chose you. He's the one who selected you among millions and millions to say لا إله إلا الله. So doesn't he deserve to be thanked for this? Shouldn't you praise him and you thank him and glorify him that he chose you and I to be Muslims? So now, but on top of the fact that he's chosen us to be Muslims, he's also chosen for you and I to experience these 10 days. Allahu Akbar. Then we need to be ever grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you thank Allah azza wa jal with your worship. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, as-salat is a means in where you show Allah gratitude. And your fasting is a means in which you show Allah gratitude. And every subhanallah wa alhamdulillah is a way to thank Allah. And every sadaqah you give for Allah is a way to thank Allah. Every worship we do is a thank to Allah azza wa jal. Now, فَهُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, then he said, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal never placed a burden upon you in this religion. Wallahi, there is no burden upon us. There is no burden upon us. Al-Islam is simple. Al-Islam is easy. Being a Muslim any time in history is easy. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal did not place any burden in this religion. Look how beautiful Islam is. If you were to travel, there is a concession. You can combine your prayers, you can shorten them. If it is raining heavily and people feel that if they go out, they would be affected by the mud and so on, you can join the prayers in your local masjid. A woman that is upon her periods and experiencing this pain and fatigue, she doesn't have to pray. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. The one who is traveling doesn't have to fast, even if it was in Ramadan, and he can shorten his prayers. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Al-Islam, there is no burden. There is no difficulty. Wallah, there is no difficulty. It is simple, it is easy. If you cannot stand and pray, sit down and pray. If you cannot sit down, then lay down. If you cannot make wudu, make tayammum. And for every case and every situation and every matter out there, there is something for it in Islam. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Can you think of this? Allah Azza wa Jal creates us. And then He gives us Islam. He chooses us to be Muslims. And then He makes the path to Him simple and easy. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, all of you will enter the paradise. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. All of you will enter the paradise. إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Except who refuses. Allahu Akbar. For the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَنْ يَأْبَى. Who's this crazy-minded person that would refuse and reject not to enter the paradise? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever obeys me, indeed enters the paradise. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. And whoever disobeys me, then he refuses to enter the paradise. Al-Islam is simple. Al-Islam is easy. Naturally, we're going to enter the paradise. It is us who would refuse to enter the paradise if we were to reject the commands and the commands of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Al-Islam is simple. Al-Islam is easy. Very easy. Prayer, siyam. I know, and all of it is good for the soul. All of it is good for the soul. It's healthy. It cleans us from our sins, from our problems, and it brings us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he said, "Millata abikum Ibrahim." Allah Azza wa Jal is saying here, "Ilzamu ittabi'u millata abikum Ibrahim." Commit yourself and adhere to the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was the way of Ibrahim? What is this millata Ibrahim? What is the religion and the path of Ibrahim that we are being told to adhere and commit to? It is at-tawheed. It is at-tawheed. Millata Ibrahim is to say, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. Is to say, oh Allah, I submit to you. Anytime you command me to do something, I will submit to it. And the greatest command that Ibrahim alayhi salam followed was La ilaha illallah. Therefore, following the path of Ibrahim, which is to say La ilaha illallah and commit to the Tawheed, when you have this in your heart, it'll make following Islam very simple and easy. Why? Because now you know that you're going to follow Islam because you are worshipping Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal deserves to be worshipped. End of the day, He's the one who created us. He's the one who provides for us. He's the one who sustains us. Isn't He worth being worshipped alone? This is where you're going to source your inspiration. How do you source your inspiration to continue to worship Allah, especially during these 10 days? To know that you are worshipping Him. To know that you are worshipping Him, and what an honor it is to worship Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah, there are people today. For example, do you know Gordon Ramsay? You know, Gordon Ramsay is the one who, he's a famous chef. He once cooked for the Queen. He once cooked for the Queen, the Queen that lives and wherever she is. So they interviewed him after this, and he said, I was privileged. I was honored to cook for her that one time in my life. Allahu Akbar. Look at this Gordon Ramsay. He was so honored and privileged to cook for a famous person once in his life. But Anna, what I'm trying to tell you is that us as believers, we are not serving Allah. We're not serving a famous person. We are worshipping the Lord of this world. Then how privileged and honored should we feel? He's the one who selected us. Millata abikum Ibrahim. That's it. Follow this path of Ibrahim. Understand that every time you worship Allah, you're worshipping the Lord of the world. What an incredible honor this is. Such a great privilege for Allah Azza wa Jal to choose you among millions to make sujood for Him, and to fast, and to read Al-Quran, to read the most beloved word to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. It is Allah who named you Muslimin before. In the books before, it is Allah who called the nations Muslims. From the time of Adam to Nuh to Hud alayhi salam to Salih, Shu'aib, Musa, Zakariya, Isa, all of these prophets, Allah called them Muslims in the books that He delivered to them. وَفِي هَذَا. And in this book, in the Quran as well, we are referred to as Muslims. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. You see, you need to realize who you are. We are Muslimin. What does Muslimin mean? Muslim comes from the word أَسْلَمَا. يُسْلِمُ إِسْتَسْلَمَا. That's what Muslim means. A person who submits. A person who submits. So every time Allah would say, do something, al-Muslim submits to it. Allah says, pray, then the Muslim would pray. Allah says, keep away from pork and alcohol and gambling, al-zina, al-riba, keep away from all this. The Muslim, he submits to this command of Allah and he keeps away. This is what a Muslim is. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that He selected us and He chose us and He named us Muslims so that we can bear witness on the Day of Judgment that indeed the messengers of the nations, indeed they preached to them the truth. Because you know, on the Day of Judgment, the disbelievers, they would reject that any prophet came to them and preached to them. هاك الكفار. They would say, مَا جَاءَنَا مِنْ بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ. مَا جَاءَنَا مِنْ بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ. No prophet, no warner, no messenger came to us. So then Allah Azza wa Jal will make this ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bear witness that indeed Allah did send prophets. Allah sent prophets to nations. And this will be an honor for us. So this is what Allah Azza wa Jal means by saying, وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And then the messenger sallallahu alayhi, because how do we know? Allah has informed us in the Quran that He sent prophets to people. So we bear witness on the Day of Judgment that this indeed happened, and we'll support the messengers. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness upon us. Meaning, he will bear witness to the truth that we will speak when we say, O Allah, indeed, You informed us in the Quran that the nations before us were sent a prophet and they were warned of Your punishment. Now, So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bear witness for what we speak. Then Allah azza wa jal concludes the ayah and he says, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Then go ahead and establish the prayer. Since you are Muslims, since you are people who Allah chose, since you are people who are going to commit to the path of Ibrahim, the path of At-Tawheed, then as a result, the signs of all this, the sign of you appreciating that Allah Azza wa Jalla chose you to be a Muslim and a believer is فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the prayer. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and give in charity, give your zakat. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold on to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, for indeed, He is your protector. When you establish your salat, you give your zakat, and you commit to your religion, no matter which time you live, and however the situation in the world is, the result and the reward you will earn in this life, before the afterlife, هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, Allah would be your guard, and your protector, and your supporter, and your friend. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, Allahu Akbar. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى, how excellent is Allah as a friend and an ally of the believers. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, and how excellent is Allah Azza wa Jal as a source of strength for the believers and a helper for the believers. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, Allahu Akbar. That's how Allah Azza wa Jal ends Surah Al-Hajj. And you know what's beautiful? Is that the surah straight after is Surah Al-Mu'minun. And that ayah begins, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, Allah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers have succeeded. But you see, where did this success come from? Allah is now saying in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that's the first ayah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. يعني in other words, you see, Surah Al-Hajj, about Al-Hajj, those who go to Al-Hajj, and then they come back from the Hajj, the next surah is Surah Al-Mu'minun, because by now you should be a believer now. You should reach the ranks of the believer, Al-Mu'minun. And those who are sitting at home and don't have the chance to do Al-Hajj, don't fool yourself. And don't think of yourself any less. Because the matter of the fact is that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us these 10 days. And these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are for everyone, every Muslim around the world. And the day of Arafah is not only for the Hujjaj, the people at Hajj. The day of Arafah is for everyone around the world, right? Anywhere around the world you are, you receive the barakat, the blessings, and the rewards of that day of Arafah. So don't fool yourself and don't allow the shaytan to trick you. If you're not at Hajj and you're at home, aren't you witnessing the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah? Well, that's good enough. That's perfect. It gives you that pedestal. It gives you that opportunity that when these 10 days finish, it depends how you use them. You perhaps can use them and take advantage of them to the point where by the end of these days, the end of these days, which is the end of Surah Al-Hajj, the next surah is Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. You can use these days to your advantage to become in the ranks of Al-Mu'minun, those who attain success and reach success. Allahu Akbar. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, then He tells us the sign of a believer, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who have khushu' in their prayer. You see, the believer now, it's not about whether he prays or not. It's about him having khushu' in his prayer. Because the idea of him praying or not, that's for a Muslim. And Muslim is the one who, let's come and we assess his situation. Some Muslims pray, some Muslims don't pray. But as for a mu'min, a believer, a mu'min who is higher rank than a Muslim, the matter about him is different to us when it comes to the prayer. The matter there is الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who have khushu' in their prayer. It's not about whether he prays or not. Al-mu'min, of course he prays. It's about now the khushu' that is being developed in his salat. Allahu Akbar. You see the rewards that Allah Azza wa Jal gives. Now, my brothers and sisters in Islam, I don't want to take too much of your time. We don't want to come in here on the live, act like a really quick and a short reminder, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, wa ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He allow us to benefit from this. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, take the day serious. Hurry, get up and do the good. Wa'falu al-khayr, as Allah says. Read the Qur'an, make a dhikr. If you're lazy and tired, take a break. But when you're taking a break, do a dhikr. And if you're taking a break with the intention of energizing and refreshing yourself for another round of worship, then that relaxation would be rewarding. Be smart. Be smart. Activate your mind. See how you're going to develop that relationship with Allah and make maximum use of every second you have in these 10 blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah. Now, Allahu Akbar, read the Quran, al-dhikr, istighfar, al-tawbah, al-du'a, especially al-du'a. Tomorrow is Friday, and what a beautiful start to the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. When you have Friday, and it is the best day of the week, Sayyidul Ayyam, it is the master of the week, the best day of the week. Coming in the best days of the year, Allahu Akbar, bonus upon bonus, what du'a is accepted in the last hour. On a Friday, so increase in your dua, increase in your recitation of the salah of the Quran. Pray your prayers and recite your adhkar in the morning, the afternoon, before you sleep. Any goodness you can think of, do it. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept from us all. We ask Him Subhanahu wa Taala to bestow His mercy upon us. Inna huwa yadhika al-qadiru alayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.